Earl Polk had just finished lighting his wood stove and stacked a load of wet wood close to the stove to dry. He was settling in for the night and getting ready to put his daughter to bed. He stepped away from the stove and...
went to go to the bathroom, and I was in there less than a minute, and I heard a weird noise, and then I turned and looked, and my daughter was coming out.
Polk said he saw flames moving through the air. The fire had quickly spread through his home.
Went pretty fast. I was totally awestruck. I mean, the thing looked to me like it was literally alive, almost trying to take us, but push us out.
As the flames consumed his house, Polk and his daughter moved quickly. The extreme heat of the fire caused the light bulbs above their heads to explode.
One of them, it melted into my hoodie.
He grabbed his daughter and started running towards the door, carrying her. The heat was so intense, he had to crouch down and crawl on the floor with her. He felt two hot blasts of air and heard propane bottles exploding around him. Polk said he was unable to gather any belongings as he rushed to vacate the house.
And I would say in less than 2 minutes, the whole place was engulfed.
Polk and his daughter escaped with few injuries. Polk suffered from burns on his hands, and his daughter, who has Down syndrome, had a minor burn on her head and, he said, some emotional trauma.
You know, I have to keep things at an even keel for her to be able to handle things. And then, you know, this whole thing was had her just really messed up there for a while. But she's okay. She's emotionally coming back to earth.
Polk and his daughter were not dressed for the below freezing weather outside. Polk says he's thankful to a man in a white Ford F-150 truck who let Polk's daughter stay warm inside his heated cab. Polk waited outside for emergency responders to arrive. Polk is trying to find this man with the truck. Polk wants to personally thank him, and Polk believes that he lost the keys to his four-wheeler inside the truck. The four-wheeler is Polk's only transportation and is now one of his few possessions.
Everything. We lost everything. They're all gone. My clothes are all gone. My phones are all gone. Everything, literally everything was lost in the flames. So we're in a rough spot right now, but, you know, but at the same time, very thankful that, you know, we got out.
Polk and his daughter are staying at his brother Warren's house. Warren Polk lost his home in a house fire nearly 3 years ago.
And so this is our second family-involved fire. Right now, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I got to do next.
Donations to the family can be dropped off at 4006 Sunny's Way in Bethel's Larson subdivision. In Bethel, I'm Desiree Hagen.